This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming along to 7:07, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. For our next story, we're talking about how growing up in a pandemic will affect kids. So the concerns came, of course, as schools closed for a prolonged period of time. Questions emerged on how this would impact their growth, and it's a couple of things: education and personality development. Locally, though, that's shifting as more and more schools reopen.
Yeah, so there's fear that the necessity of SOPs like physical distancing might stunt the growth of children. An education expert from University Malaya that spoke to FMT said that young children need physical stimulation for their development, which means playing with toys and finding ways to keep them engaged in learning. Time with other children is also a crucial part of growing up. This is where they learn how to cooperate. This is where they learn loyalty, how to build friendships, and how to give and receive support from friends and families.
And with that, there's also worries that there might be an overall delay in how kids learn essential skills, forming their identities, finding their passions, and forging friendships, for instance. But there are other points to consider as well.
Yeah, some pediatricians argue that kids are actually a lot more resilient than they look. And what really matters is that they have a general sense of safety in their environment, and that there isn't yet enough evidence to say that the impact from the pandemic and its SOPs will be long lasting. But you could also say that in this instance, lack of evidence doesn't mean it's not happening or that it won't happen. It's just likely that this requires more research.
Yeah, so I think a lot of things going on here. And I think to the point of physical distancing, I couldn't imagine as a child having to do that. And because touch was the ways, I think, that was how I interpreted affection and closeness, whether it was my friends or my relatives. I think there's a lot that goes on here, and I think this really helps to perhaps redefine what education means, right? Is it just the intellectual part, or is it also their development, which is just as important?
Yeah, and there are a few other ways to consider this as well, right? If we think about the many differences within each child, but also within each family, right? There are, of course, the very lucky families out there who may have been brought closer by the sheer intimacy of the lockdown. Parents are some parents are able to stay at home a lot more. For example, for fathers who may, in some instances, don't have paternal leaves or parental leaves for that matter, they are now given the chance to work from home a lot more often, and then they have time to bond with their children.
Yeah, and especially for young kids, I guess, school recesses, being able to play outdoors and actually put your hands in the dirt. I actually read somewhere that you actually need to physically interact with dirt because it actually, biologically, it develops enzymes that are needed to build up your immunity. And it's ironic that they don't get the chance to do this in a time where they need to do that, right? It's concerns about pandemics and immunity and really prioritizing our health is a big thing. It's quite ironic.
Yeah, and I think to me also just spending time at home a lot more means you're not able to spend more time with your friends and your teachers. So exposure to different kinds of people as a kid, I think that was quite pivotal to growth, right? To learn more about yourself, to share interests, to find eventually your passions. And this likely grows across ages, right? Up to the point where you're 18, to be able to spend that time with your friends, you find cliques. Though, again, in this instance, the variety of it means that those who may have social anxiety might find some amount of relief of not having to go to schools, or the are just not really enjoying the whole schooling experience. They now being at home means that they get to actually be closer to people that they like being with, say their family.
Yeah, and on that note, you know, you can always weigh in with your thoughts. Let us know what it's been like for you and your family, your kids especially, that school has been out for so long. What's that look like? Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. So after this, we're going to be heading to Prakash Ravindran, a clinical psychologist, you know, to get his thoughts on the issue and how and what this means, essentially. You're listening to the Evening Edition. Keep it here at BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezrul and Kelvin, and we're looking at what growing up in a pandemic will look like for kids and what implications it has on their education and their personal development and growth. And to weigh in, we're actually going to cross over to Prakash Ravindran, clinical psychologist. And Prakash, thanks for joining us.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you. First off, do you have any observations on how children have been responding and adapting to the COVID-19 outbreak?
Yeah, I have some observations. There's kind of been a mixed bag of reactions or responses. There are some children who just been enjoying being at home. These are the children who probably are more inclined to the internet usage, online games and online activities. And then the other side of the coin with other children who prefer to do physical activities and be outdoors. And for them, I think they've been taking it a bit harder and have finding it more difficult. So I think it's been quite a mixed bag in terms of how they have been responding and adapting to it.
Right. Do you think there is anything to be gained from a disruption to the routine and normalcy that most children experience growing up?
Well, I think in any difficult situation, there's always something to be gained. So in this instance as well, children will learn the ability to adapt to the changes that have happened in these last few months. So they've learned to be more flexible, doing things in a different way, online learning, maybe even exercising at home, following online videos. So it teaches them to, I guess, be resilient in these kind of times of change and difficulties.
Right. And how might the reactions of children differ from age to age, for instance, a toddler as opposed to a 12-year-old?
Well, if you were to compare a toddler with a 12-year-old, I guess the toddler would have less reaction because they're just used to exploring their house environment, right? So they just get more time with their parents and in a familiar environment. So for them, it's not a big deal. But a 12-year-old is more used to being outside, going to school, playing with friends. So their reactions are bigger there. I think when you talk about age to age, the big factor that comes in is the freedom. So obviously, as we get older, the degrees of freedom given to us grows, right? So in this instance, that degree of freedom is taken away because we just got to stay at home during the lockdown. So I think that's where the age impact, so-called, comes into play.
How do we gauge how resilient a child is, right? You know, I understand that perhaps with each they have different tolerances to challenges. You know, in your line of work, how do you understand that?
Well, I think it will depend on how they react and how they respond to this information. Generally, children can be quite resilient to different things happening around them and to the changes in environments. But I do think that comes with the right support as well. So that would be the family and the parents, whether they're modeling the right behavior, how the parents themselves are coping during this time.
And do you foresee any long-term psychological or emotional impact with children not being able to attend school? And I guess your point on how it might differ from age to age might factor into this.
Yeah. Well, there will definitely be impact in terms of, let's say, a child's intellectual development, I guess for younger children, as they are learning more information and their brains are growing, the intellectual development might be impaired because online learning might not just be as effective. Besides that, the social emotional aspect as well, there are less opportunities to interact with their peers, face conflicts and things like that. But whether or not is these impacts will be long-term is yet to be seen. I think it really depends on the efforts put into place by parents, teachers, those working with the children in the last few months, in the coming months, to even the next year.
And how do you think COVID-19 will change the way children interact with one another?
Well, for one, I guess it's going to be much more internet usage, right? So I think children are just going to be more using the online space to interact and to communicate with one another. But besides that, I don't think there'll be too much change with it. So even just the other day, I saw children running around and playing tag in the park behind my house. So that seems to be going back to some sort of normalcy. So, yeah.
Right. And on that note, actually, I was just about to say, you know, we're often told about the importance of play to let children be children, get a little dirty or even get into scrapes. And you've seen some of that. But I guess in the long term, you think we might lose some of that willingness to allow our kids to play rough?
Yes, I guess I would totally understand the fears of parents. So some parents might be a bit more cautious, might be a bit more hesitant to allow their children to be outside and playing rough with other children. So I think it also depends on how prepared the parents are in, I guess, teaching the children the safety, washing hands when they come back. And all the different ways they can try their best to stay safe, even with this kind of play.
Right. So I guess just looking in the long term, children apparently might face a delay in forming their identities. How likely is this to happen, and what impact will we see from a pause in children being able to understand themselves?
Well, I think similar to what I mentioned just now, I think a lot of it will depend on the environment around the children, the efforts put in by parents, teachers, caregivers, family members, because all this input and all this will also impact the child's ability to form their identity. So I think the big concern here would be maybe more for the disadvantaged children who do not have enough resources or, you know, haven't been able to cope during this time. So I think that's where we might see the bigger impact in this area.
I guess moving forward, and I know you may not be able to speak on all of this, but in terms of education, educational models, do you think that there are opportunities moving forward for teachers to try to find ways where they can help children, catch up, you know, and ensure they don't miss out on their development while, you know, they're at school, but also physical distancing and practicing the new normal? Do you think there's opportunities for this?
Yeah, there definitely is. I think it really comes down to the creative nature of teachers and being able to use what is the situation giving to them at this moment, right, and how they can turn that around or how they can use that to their advantage, even to make learning more engaging or to make it more fun. I guess it's rolling with what we've got, right? So there is opportunity. I guess it's just whether we make use of that opportunity.
And with that, Prakash, thank you for that perspective.
Thank you, guys.
That was clinical psychologist Prakash Ravindran with his thoughts on the long-term impacts that COVID-19 could have on children and their development. And I guess I didn't really consider what's been under right under our noses, which is the technology part, right? That children will be perhaps more online, more in tune with digital forms of interaction. And I think, just hearing that, it doesn't affect me directly, but I just don't know how to process that, considering that I guess a lot of our listeners who grew up are so used to the outdoors and not having the luxury of contacting our friends on phones at a young age. And in some ways, those served as advantages for us to find ourselves and get creative with how we spend time with others, right?
I'm not entirely too sure about that point. I think there's always ways, even by not going outside, for children to develop who they are online. Mm. They might not be able to find communities that they can speak to necessarily within their own neighborhood or within, a 5 kilometer radius, right? If you live in that sort of space, more rural areas, perhaps.
Right.
And that's where you might find your friends online. Mm-hmm. I think that has been a thing. Even for myself, I had already been making friends online quite actively even back during school. But of course, that was balanced by having friends outside of the digital world.
Yeah, but for sure.
You find friends where you can, I think, and you build your identity where you can.
Well, with that, you can always weigh in. Let us know if you have any questions or thoughts. Call 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now headed to some music. It's Tom Mitch with It Runs Through Me. You're listening to the Evening Edition. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.